بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Everything that we do in this world should be in moderation. We will not read books of the past, people how they conducted their lives in zikr. They should spend so much of time at night that most of the nights they should be awake the whole night. That was this then. So when we look at those books in the past, we should not follow it, nor should we read those books too. Because for us we are very weak. And we should show Allah Ta'ala that we are weak. And we will not do what the others should do the whole night, make ibadah, the eating also just a little bit, that cause more harm to our health. And then you realize that whatever you do, you do that too. Many a kind of person also can become mad and say, because not more sleep is very important. Sleep is very important. Allah Ta'ala gave us sleep. For us, we should at least sleep for 6 hours or 7 hours. And that too, we must wake up only 1 hour before the azan. 1 hour before that Fajr Adhan, one should wake up. And whatever you want to do, you can make ibadah at that time. Yes, we find people who are free, they got no work to do, they spend the night and they spend the day only sleeping. I'm not talking of them. We're talking of we that we are occupied all the time. That we must realize that we must look after one's health. If you look after your health, then inshallah you can make ibadah properly. Eat properly and I've seen a number of people, some people even ask me this question, that my husband speaks at 2 o'clock in the morning, he's making ibadah, he's making zikr, so much zikr, that he never comes back home. In other words, this much that he does not fulfill the rights of anybody. Does not fulfill the rights of anybody. He comes so tired. Why? Because he's been taught to do the zikr. Hazuri was so alhamdulillah, so balanced, moderate, that he showed that a shaykh has to know the difference between the difference of every murid. When a person goes to a doctor, the doctor doesn't give one medication to one person, gives different medication to different patients. He look at the patient. Likewise, he had to over the road to Allah Ta'ala, a shaykh has to come, he comes, a murid comes to him, he will prescribe certain things to do, he will just say, this make this zikr only. Another person, you say, no, this person is strong, you make this zikr. And you tell, now you must make this zikr silently. You mustn't make loud. The other person comes here, you must make it loudly. Likewise, another person will come and say, no, you must make it the heart. Because you have got a heart patient, maybe. Something that the shaykh understands. So does not give everyone one medication. So we must not look at others what they are doing, you must do what your shaykh tells you to. Once you begin to do what others are doing, then that brings this destruction in us. Then you don't have respect for a shaykh. And sometimes a shaykh doesn't make zikr at all. Don't make zikr at all. So, these are things which are very important, the rules of Allah Ta'ala. You know, one is the shaykh, this is means muraqabah. Muraqabah is to contemplate, Allah looking at you. That is your zikr. So everyone has got his zikr. So we must understand that do not look at others, and you must be able to follow every person of yours how his conditions are. Allah Ta'ala says we have created insan and jinn for any ibadah. Now this ibadah, what is it means, that's very important. When Allah Ta'ala says you created insan and jinn for any ibadah, the means of that, the meaning of that is that you are not free from ibadah, you are free, not free from any time ibadah, you are all the time in ibadah. 24 hours you are in ibadah. This you must understand, you are 24 hours in ibadah. Now we've understood that, what's the meaning of that? So we have taken namaz only to be ibadah. That they say when you read namaz, that Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. you don't have the strength of feel that you are looking at Allah Ta'ala, then you have to believe that Allah Ta'ala is Hazir Najir, that Allah is looking at you. That is not only in namaz that is wanted. Not in namaz. A namaz, a person can read namaz, Allah Ta'ala looking at him, he read namaz, compounding, mashallah, very good. Just like one person told his buzruq, the Hazrat, you know, when I read namaz, I get my ihsan. That's the object. When you read namaz, you want that the object Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. Now, it's obvious you don't know how Allah Ta'ala is, but you know Allah is looking at you. Or you looking at Allah Ta'ala, that when a person reaches a certain stage, then he actually can feel Allah Ta'ala, he is looking at Allah Ta'ala. But the question is this, that you must always remember that that's not everything. So when he told the buzruq, I got ihsan in namaz, he said, MashaAllah, but ihsan was that everywhere. Ihsan was that everywhere was ihsan. This is to be understand what's the meaning of ihsan everywhere. The person, the reason for a person to commit sin is because he hasn't got the condition of ihsan 24 hours. That person who goes against the command of Allah Ta'ala merely because he does not have the condition of ihsan, Allah Ta'ala looking at him constantly, is because he does not have that. Now when the Shaykh prescribes zikr to make zikr, it's obvious that if you don't continue the zikr how he prescribes, you will not benefit at all. You will benefit, but the benefit what he wants you to get, you cannot get because you are not following the instructions. Continuously when a person may zikr all the time, a condition comes into his life that he actually feels that Allah is looking at him. It becomes beyond for him to commit one sin to. It is beyond. He will not commit a sin at all. It becomes like if he is shy, he is looking at me. So until that condition does not come into us, the sweetness of iman cannot come into us. If you want the sweetness of iman, you must have this in mind that I'm 24 hours in ibadat. Now in 24 hours in ibadat, will you commit any sin? If you commit any sin, that means you're not in ibadat. Now you can see your own life now, how much you are in ibadat namakash. Because the Thani Rahmatullah said also, that a person is not free from ibadat at any time. So if a person is committing a sin, that means he does not Allah Ta'ala in front of him. Why I'm saying this, you can see the cell phone now. For example, you know, the moment you open the cell phone, that means you have, and you see the wrong things, you have been away from Allah Ta'ala. That means that condition of Allah Ta'ala looking at you is not in you. But if you have that Allah Ta'ala looking at you 24 hours, you not even go near it. Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. To go to your wife, that's why they say sometimes a person may not make a zikr of Allah Ta'ala, but he's 24 hours in obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Who is a zakir? A zakir is not that person who only makes a zikr with a tongue. Zakir is not only that person who makes a zikr with a tongue. A zakir is that person who is totally, completely obedient to Allah Ta'ala's every command. A person goes in the morning to his business. Everything he does according to Allah's command, he does not have to make this, he does not have the time to make one time subhanallah. But every act of his, every action of his is according to the command of Allah. He becomes a zakir. He becomes, because he does everything upon Allah's command. But the most important thing is to do Allah's command. You fulfill Allah's command, that is the most important. But if you carry a tasbih and mean subhanallah, subhanallah, and you do something else in the business, then what kind of? What kind is that? You're making a zikr with your tongue, but your heart is not there. But this person haven't got a zikr with him, but he's doing everything according to the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He brings his life completely according to every sunnah. So Allah is looking at it. The condition must come into us that man is not free in all the time and remembrance of Allah. He is not free from Allah. He is not free. While we are sitting here too, we are not free. We are in ibadah 24 hours. But if a person in ibadah 24 hours, he is supposed to be doing one thing. That not to commit anything against the law of Allah. Even to go near your wife. You go with the permission of Allah, is a command of Allah Ta'ala that I have to go near my wife. Then we can be part of that, that can come in zikr. We can zikr that. But he's going near his wife with the condition, with the intention of going near because of command of Allah. Because he's part of that. To keep your wife happy, that she wants you to wear a certain clothing, and you don't want to wear it, but you kept her happy and wore the thing, that becomes ibadah. That becomes ibadah. How important it is that you do not know where Allah Ta'ala makes on halal to keep that person happy. You likewise to keep your mother to listen to the mother and the father, parents, and you fulfill their rights. You don't want to do it, but you're doing it because of Allah's command. Until unless you don't have that Allah looking at you, you won't do it. So every action of us is an ibadah. You are ibadah 24 hours by what? When you sit down to eat too, you don't say Bismillah, you're not in ibadah. You don't say Alhamdulillah, you're not in ibadah. So where are you saying you are not free from ibadah, you are free all the time, you are in ibadah. The most thing a person is. Every action of us, if it is done because of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and it becomes ibadah, not to hurt the next Muslim. If you look into our lives, that we are hurting the next Muslim, that also becomes out of ibadah. So Islam is a complete way of life. Complete way of life. Business also. Complete way of life. And this is what you come to know whether you are really an abid or not. Abid means, what is arif? Abid, abid means ibadat in sense, not only but arif in other words. You make sure you fulfill everyone's commands, everyone's rights, even if you have to forego your rights. You have to forego your rights for the rights of others, very important. Until unless you don't have that quality in you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that quality, the Sahaba ikram, that quality they had, what can you, we can't even go near them too. We don't even know the life of the Sahabas, what they did for Islam. Their whole life was only one thing, that we are ibadat of it. If someone harms you too, in return you're good to that person. If someone scolds you too, be bother to you, you're still good to that person. Because when ibadat you frighten that, you know what? Allah mustn't get naraz with me. Because he got only one thing in him. I mean ibadat, I mustn't hurt Allah. I must not. This is something which is very important. And you not learn everywhere this. Everywhere they teach you how to namaz, mashawri, Quran, zikr. Alhamdulillah, very important, those are things. But the effect of all those things must be of this kind. If the effect of this does not come into, they become bulldog with their tongue. The same tongue thing, Allah, Allah. And the same tongue you making something else. You're swearing someone, you bulldog with someone. Very important. You've been so vulgar, so bad words you use. At that time, it's telling you that Allah is looking at you. Or let me look what's wrong. Where is that muhabbat? Where is that qurbiyat? You get that qurbiyat. You want to know, oh Allah, give us that closeness. Every one of us wants the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. If you need the closeness of Allah Ta'ala to become of that person of that time, and forego all your rights. Forego all the rights. My husband, you say everything every time you ask him. Until unless you do not forego your rights and fulfill everyone's rights, that man cannot reach anywhere. The Rasulullah s.a.w. forego all his rights. But he fulfills. You know, when those captives will come in front of him, he should look at them. He said, tomorrow I'll give you an answer what to do with them. He never said, just kill them. The next day he goes to them, just free them. And if someone had to tell us something very bad, we, instead of saying forgive him, what do? We make sure that we take revenge. What happened to us? Whether it's your wife, whether it's your father, yeah, today is nothing. This is what you call that as long as you're an abid, when you ibadat 24 hours, if I'm ibadat, then I must remain an abid, in the sense that everything that I do, I'm not free, I must not commit any guna again. Your business was the same thing too. That you must make sure that everything must be according to Allah's command. You know that famous Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, when that best person gave him a clout, he looked at him and said, I can also take revenge. I can also do the same thing to you. I can even deport him to you, which we do today. But he said, Alhamdulillah, and make dua, I forgive him. I say, Allah Ta'ala, I'll not come to Jannah until I take you to Jannah. Why I'm saying this is, just 2 days ago, one person comes to me, my father did this to me, my father did that to me, I'll not forgive him and not do that. On a day of prayer, I'll take revenge and all. So I told him, by Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, I didn't make this dua. But he was an unreasonable person. Understand what I said. He made this dua, Ya Allah, whosoever, humbly, now and the future, I forgive them all. Who has caused me harm now and the future, all after the first, forgive them all. Why for my sins they must get punishment in Jahannam? What Allah will do for him for that present darkness? And we have the strength to talk like that. The same father who took so much of pain to bring him up. So whatever he has done now, what he is supposed to be doing? But the Thani rahmatullah alayhi, Allah Akbar. You know, inheritance came about, he never took one sin from there. He never took one sin from there. And today we are fighting for inheritance. We are fighting for inheritance. One side you got taluq with someone, and one side this is your quality. When we look into the life of those people, how they should overlook and forgive, then Allah, what will do not give them something. So a person is in ibadat 24 hours. You must be in ibadat, not only namaz. Namaz is on shagal, you call. You know shagal? You mean namaz. Namaz, you can read namaz. And then also namaz got zikr there, shagal there, muraqabah there too. Muraqabah means contemplate. What means a muraqabah? To be absorbed in Allah. To be absorbed in Allah to that extent that it becomes stamped in your heart. Because once that thing is stamped in your heart, Allah, in love, then it's impossible for you to go against His command. Because it is stamped in, absorbed, you know, absorbed to that extent, so strong. That when you're reading namaz too, Allah is there. Mahasaji, Allah ho gaya. Mahasaji, Allah ho gaya. Bilal Allah. When Allah ho gaya, when Allah becomes in the heart, then what you know? You read namaz to Allah. So one time you're contemplating, you absorb Allah Ta'ala, and another time you shovel to, you really make sure that your eyes are in the place of the sajda, not even blinking to, he's looking at me. Looking at me. Not blinking also. The struggle is there in the heart. And the muraqabah is that Allah is looking at me. And you are in looking at the place of the center, not even a blink. Why are you looking at me? I'm looking at you. And when another side is visited, Allah will come down. How much of humility you got in you? That humility, oh Allah, you are the greatest. Every time Allah taught us a very big lesson in Salah, the biggest lesson is humility. The moment you said Allah, you say, you know, the whole world is out, only you are the greatest. Mahadur said, namaz padna seekh lo. Mahadur said, namaz padna seekh lo. If you read namaz, how namaz supposed to be reading, then you see what you expect. You don't know. Then in the salah, the tanha al fahshai wal munkar, Allah has said in the Quran that a person who is in salah, then he is protected from all shameful acts, all indecent acts. So why is it that we read namaz and there's still shameful acts and indecent acts still in us? What for? It's because how salah is supposed to be performed. Shagal, you know, Allah Akbar. When you come to the masjid, you're supposed to be very, very confident that Ya Allah, I came to meet you. They say, you know, when you go to the masjid, you make ziyarat of Allah. That's why they say, every time you go to the masjid, make this intention, I make this ziyarat of Allah. Imam Ghazali Rahman says, make ziyarat of Allah. Will you talk to anyone else? You know why you talk to anyone else? You haven't got in your heart, Allah is looking at you. You drive car too, you make sure that anyone cause harm to you. You're so engrossed in your own work, you don't know who, in your own, with Allah, that you don't know who told you what and what he told you. So eating becomes ibadat. Your sleeping becomes ibadat too. Everything must become ibadat. And not a bit of nafs come in between. Not a bit of nafs. Nafs is the most dangerous thing, not shaitan. That's why Nabi comes and says, do not let me for 1 second to hand me over to my nafs. Oh Allah. So when you read namaz too, you sleep in also, no matter what it is, hot or cold, the coldest day too. Fijr namaz too, no matter how early it is, you wake up. Why? It's no more your nafs. Allah. It's Allah. It's Allah. You just want to wake up. You just want to wake. No matter what it is. You may need little namaz because of your age, old age. You not can't do like how before. Ajim Dadullah Rahmatullah Ali, when he became old, Fijr and Tahajjud namaz too. He should be less. That will show Allah Ta'ala you weak. But he should be less. Mahazat also should be. A young person is something else, an old person is something else. But they should make it. But they did not miss it. They did not miss one namaz. Why they had this Allah looking at? There's no such thing as I became the servant of my nafs. Your nafs tell you, do read namaz, you read namaz. No, since those people you slept away, that means that the Nabi said, do not hand me over 1 second to my nafs. Oh Allah, leave it in your hand all the time. I mean the same for all of us. Because once you become the slave of your nafs, then the sin starts. Then you're doing only for khalq. You know, today I enjoy reading Quran Sharif, but let me read Quran Sharif extra today. Tomorrow I'm not enjoying, let me close the Quran. So what you did for? You did not do for your. You did for your? But today I read extra namaz, so namaz, enjoying it. The next day not enjoying, left. Everything, no enjoyment anymore. His enjoyment is important. His enjoyment. That he got you out. I did not enjoy the namaz. He enjoyed you. Because who put you in that condition? One lady then sent me a message. Please advise me. I cannot read namaz. Shaitan is troubling me. I said, Shaitan who does not do trouble. Shaitan who does not trouble. He troubles everyone. But why interfere in? You do your work. When you read namaz, all kind of thoughts will come, but let the thoughts come. You don't accommodate those thoughts. You know? When namaz come, thoughts, all kinds of thoughts come. But when the thoughts come, what are you supposed to do? do apna kaam karo. How the thoughts came, it will go into on its own. You did not bring the thing, why must you interfere? Now our problem is today when any kind of thoughts come in namaz, any kind of filthy thoughts too, it got nothing to do with you. You do your work and you go away. But now when you accommodate those things, then you cause problems yourself. So they get concerned unnecessarily. They want it for things that are not important. They must not come. Which namaz of ours is so perfect? It is puzzled in grace Allah has said the namaz. Why is it? We cannot even put forward any action in front of Allah Ta'ala. Which person can do that? Any one person can put his action in front of Allah Ta'ala. Which action? It is only His mercy, grace mercy. There's so many sins Allah is forgiving us. If you have to catch up to every similar position. So the majlis is more important than the ibadah 24 hours. 24 hours, ibadah, not the few. You're going out from there, remember you're in ibadah too. It must not be. You're going to sleep, you're in ibadah too. So when you're thinking on ibadah to Allah, looking at you, then you go to sleep, when you look at a cell phone, you'll make some dua. You won't look at a food, but you make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Then may Allah give me a closeness. So when Allah says, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَىٰ يَعْبُدُونَ We have created insan and jinn only for ibadah. Nothing else. Looking after you is Allah's work. You fulfill His command, He'll look after you. You don't fulfill His command, He won't look after you. Everything works like that. You look after Him, He'll look after you. But don't think, He don't give you to Him, He knows why don't give it. Sometimes in the highest status, Alhamdulillah. And sometimes in the lowest status, Alhamdulillah. That's my banda, I can do what I want to do. That's my slave, what? Today I gain the best of everything, tomorrow I take everything away. Allah, you know this. Your relation with Allah Ta'ala remained that. That is called banda. When the buzu, when he went to and three kings, what are you going to eat? Whatever you give me. Where are you going to sleep? Where you give. What do you mean by that? I'm a banda. I'm a slave. I cannot ask for to be Allah's slave. We cannot ask. Whatever He gives us, and how He gives us, and when He gives us, that is He decides. We have to just be amanna wa sadaqah. Let us become people of that kind that was Imam Allah Ta'ala 24 hours. In the morning, so you go to your work, apna kaam karo, think Allah Ta'ala. In the businesses too, do your work, think Allah Ta'ala. Not even your eyes will be controlled, your ears will be controlled, your tongue will be controlled, and the biggest thing, your heart will be controlled. Allah Ta'ala amalkan tawfiq nasibin wa abudahu alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الذي أعطى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا أتم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمة الله